1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that we have there for you completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And again, you can join us on the phones at 800-259-9231. As some of you are doing, also coming up here tonight, there's a, I would say, a fairly good chance that...
You're going to ruin it now.
Well, I've got to announce it in advance in case we have to rushedly, hurriedly go on over and talk to him. Ron Paul, who obviously is a very busy guy, and there's a lot of people demanding his time.
He's got to be one of the most demanded members of the U.S. House.
He's more demanded now, certainly, than he was 3 years ago after the 2008 presidential campaign. The guy is... People are starting to acknowledge... in blog posts and opinion articles around the internet that, hey, that Ron Paul guy was right, you know, about a lot of the things he was saying. And so he's more popular now than he ever was in the past. So he's at a hotel in Arizona. He's doing an event down there. The guys from freedomsphoenix.com are going to be in that hotel. They've got a remote broadcast unit, and there's a good chance they just might be breaking in here at some point, and we'll be talking to Ron Paul.
And then there's some very stubborn people that absolutely will never, ever, ever admit that he's right, no matter how perfectly he predicts the future and explains exactly how it's going to happen. Because I know I just recently bumped into someone who blamed the entire recession and all the economic woes right now on the Bush tax cuts. That caused it all. That's what caused it. I don't doubt it. I don't know what role it had in it, but
right, the Federal Reserve,
the cause of it all, is
right. The Federal Reserve just printing money for decades. That wasn't a factor in all of this.
It was the Bush tax cuts.
All right. So 800-259-9231. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and go to Ron Paul if we get the chance. In the meantime, we go to the ladies first, and it's a voice that we haven't heard in too long on this program. Mama Allie is back with us. She's fresh out of jail down in Savannah, Georgia. Allie, are you there?
Yeah, Ian, I'm here, baby.
Hey, nice to hear from you. Glad to know that you are out of jail, and I hope that you got more than a handful of letters while you were in there.
Oh, yeah. I got something to make me smile every day.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I know you were listed over at mailtojail.com, and, of course, that makes it very easy for people to get in touch with others, with activists like yourself, New Hampshire activists that are put in jail. But unfortunately, you're not in New Hampshire. You're in Savannah at the moment. And I'm wondering, you know, what's the plan? You were originally charged. I guess we should recap just a little bit. You were originally put in there because it was the cop incident, right, where the cop basically attacked you for daring to show up with a video camera while they were harassing someone?
Yes. Yep, that's it. I just spent 55 days in jail.
Jeez.
Lost my kid, my house, my cars, my business.
Oh, my God.
They took everything.
You lost your daughter,
Justice?
Yes. Yep.
Well, what happened?
She's currently 1,500 miles away with her dad, who didn't even remember her birthday this year. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of work to do.
Gotcha. And so, it's still not over yet. There's a jury trial coming up. What is that about?
Yeah, they kept me for 55 days. My attorney, obviously, with the footage, said that he was going to have my case dismissed. And when it came time for my court date yesterday, he really sucks. He's an ex-cop, to be honest with you, and he's not very good at his job. Mm-hmm. And he came back to the holding cell and was with a plea from the DA for me, a plea with, like, all kinds of probation and fines and community service. After doing 55 days in jail for crimes I didn't commit, they wanted to come to me with a plea. And he was like, this is the only way you can get out of jail today. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And then it gets to the part where you understand this. Are you fully satisfied with your court-appointed attorney? I was like, no way. Are you serious? He's like, well, you have to say yes to be able to get out today. I'm like, man, just check the box. Just check the box and go.
So, wait, you didn't take the plea bargain?
I had to get out.
Okay, so what's the trial all about then?
I went to take the plea, and Judge Dandridge is going through everything and going over it with me and initialing off every stipulation of my probation, my fines, my this, my that. And then the DA speaks up, and he goes over what parts of my police report, he feels like, man, he made it sound like I just walked up to that cop and whooped her ass for no reason. It was crazy. Hmm. And I'm like elbowing my attorney like, hey, make him at least read the whole police report, not whatever parts he wants to read out of it, because he's skipping the real part of it, you know. And then Judge Sanders said, you realize as a part of your probation that you will be banned from Chatham County. And I said, well, I have to come back to Chatham County for legal reasons for my civil actions against the city.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I've got this clear. Is Chatham County the place where Savannah is?
Yes.
Isn't that a little unusual to actually kick someone out of the area as part of probation?
I haven't heard of it in decades.
I really don't know what the procedures are, but this is the part that he got to, and he was going to ban me from Chatham County, and I said, you know, and then I told him, I said, well, I have to be here for legal reasons, for my civil actions against the city, for my wrongful arrest. And he looked at me, and he looked at the paper, and he looked at the computer, and he looked at the DA, and he said, I'm going to deny the DA's recommendation for a plea bargain today, and I'm going to release you on your own reconnaissance.
Wow.
And I'm going to enter your plea of not guilty right now and set you for a jury trial on January 11th, 2011, so you can come back and prove your innocence. I was like, I got passed out.
Prove your innocence? Like, oh, whoa. He said prove your innocence? You don't have to prove your innocence. They have to prove your guilt.
Yeah.
What?
That's the way it used to be. You're so old-fashioned, Dale.
I guess I'm old-fashioned. So, I thought people were innocent until proven guilty and that they had to prove your guilt, not that you were guilty and had to prove your innocence. But okay.
You're such a dreamer.
I'm catching up. Give me time to catch up to this stuff.
It's Cheatham County. They make their own rules.
Cheatham County. Now, so, Allie, you were at a gas station. You saw a homeless man being harassed by the police. You were, you know, you had the activist bug, so you grabbed a video camera. You came up. You started recording it. This cop with a real attitude problem decided to attack you physically, and you actually got footage of this, and this is going to help you, obviously, at the trial, which is great news. Maybe they'll end up dropping the charge before then if we're lucky.
Here's the thing. Now they have to come with a settlement plea to me. And not only do I get to hear instead of dismissed, I get to hear not guilty. Mm. And that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. You know, I'm extremely grateful to Judge Ginsburg for seeing through the bullcrap. You know, it's going to be better than I thought. I mean, it was an emotional roller coaster in like 10 minutes. I mean, when he came to me with a plea, I couldn't believe it. I was like completely floored, completely not prepared for that at all. I was expecting case dismissed. The most he said they could come back to me with was a disorderly conduct to cover their ass, which he was going to file a non-form, so even that charge wouldn't affect my civil action against him.
What about your lawyer in Savannah there? I know that, by the way, we haven't even told anybody who's a new listener what it is that the reason why I originally heard from you on this program was because you ran for a long time a amazing business that I, you know, I'm a huge fan of, basically an underground food delivery service, Savannah Last Biscuit. And it was incredibly popular, running 24/7. You're one of my heroes for doing it. It's an amazing thing that you did. And I hope that you'll be able to do it again someday up here in New Hampshire, sooner rather than later. But I know that you had a lawyer as a client down there who was kind of helping you out in return for keeping his belly full. Is it possible you could bring him on to replace this you know, DA or this rather this the court-appointed attorney?
You know, Ian, I'm going to be real honest. This experience, you really do learn who your friends are when you go to jail, and this experience has let me see greedy sides of more people than I ever cared to see. It really has. You know, my attorney that I fed for so long, fed his entire office for so long, he said, this is what he told G when G called him to represent me. He said, well, normally I charge $1,000 for this case, and I'd take some off for Mama Allie, but I'm going to charge $1,500 because principal pays, and everybody knows Mama Allie stands on principal. So he's going to charge me $1,500.
For what reason?
Wait, that's what?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't understand principal statement. What was that supposed to mean?
I don't know. He referred to everything that's on, you know, because everything that's on cop block has been pulled off and printed. So
meaning, I still don't understand where he's going. Do you guys get that?
Sounds like he's going to charge her more because she believes in what she's doing.
Oh, I see. Because you're not quite
exactly
a victim.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what. Hang on, Mama Allie. We'll come back with you and find out what else is going on in your story. And take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
I know that diet is one of those four-letter words that can have very negative connotations. Yes, you can lose weight in the short term with some diet programs, but starvation and deprivation diets cause the body to gain more weight as it adjusts itself for famine, slowing down metabolic and digestive functions to make you store fat and not lose it is not the way to go. A well-balanced diet full of fruits, vegetables, and nutrients is your best bet for healthy weight control. Eating small, regular meals throughout the day also helps keep your blood sugar levels stable and helps reduce the urge to binge on unhealthy foods. Sure, a food labeled as low-fat or sugar-free might be tempting, but you may be doing your body more harm than good. Make sure you get all the nutrients that you need throughout the day. Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains the acai berry, and it tastes absolutely fantastic. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice, and you'll be getting so much of what you need for a healthy, fit body.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Albert.
And Mark.
Dalebert is here with us from AnarchyInYourHead.com. as and you can go over there and enjoy his cartoon work as well as some occasional video podcast things that he puts together. AnarchyInYourHead.com for that. Mark, tell me about Progress.
Well, if you're looking for a stocking stuffer this year, Progress, it's a novel. It's by Charles Stample, and it's a great novel about how the ideas of liberty can truly, realistically triumph. Check it out. You can go. You can get it. There's a link at freetalklive.com. You know, one of the banners on the side of the page there. It just says Progress real big. Or you can go to amazon.freetalklive.com and you can search for Progress Charles Stample. Maybe just Progress Charles. Stample is not the easiest to spell. If you're not, you know, I'm sitting in front of the computer right now, but it's a great novel, and it gives a, in fact, a bunch of good little concise quotes on the ways that liberty can work. You know, people think in sound bites, and Progress is great for providing just the average guy with these sound bites. I recommend it. I've read it. I really enjoyed it, and I'm actually working on it a second time. It's Progress by Charles Stample.
All right, 800-259-9231. We go back to Mama Alley from Savannah, Georgia. Just got out of jail, and it was in a way that was a little unexpected. The DA comes to you with a plea bargain saying you got to sign it if you want to get out of jail. You were reluctantly willing to do it because you didn't want to be in after being in 55 days, and I can't say I blame you.
House lost, child lost, car lost.
Yep, and then in court, the judge takes a look at some of the details and basically says, yeah, I'm not going to allow you to even sign this plea bargain. I'm going to release you on your own recognizance and set a jury trial date for January. So really, all things considered, it could have been worse, and it got a little bit better, and you're back with us. Are you there?
Yes, it's really good to be free, that's
so,
for sure.
What are the chances you'll be getting your daughter back?
100%.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
I've had sole custody for 7 years.
Okay.
It's just a headache of who I have to deal with to do it.
Sure, sure. Well, that's good news, too.
I've got, you know, they're very hostile people. There's, you know, you can't imagine the amount of people that have turned their backs on me for this and who have really, really, I mean, when they ran out of rumors to talk about, they just started making them up. It was crazy.
Well, that's kind of what a rumor tends to be like, yeah.
So, all right, so you've got a jury trial scheduled. You've got the video of this cop attacking you as you approached her with your video camera. The camera's grabbed and thrown. It's just, it's an amazing video, and I don't know what you're going to do about a lawyer, if you're going to take it on alone or if you're going to take the court-appointed attorney. I don't know. What are your options?
I really don't know. I'm going to look into seeing if I can switch my court-appointed attorney. But to be honest with you, I think I can handle it, and I just need him as a figurehead anyways. I mean, I've got the footage. I spoke up clearly for myself in court this time, and it worked. The judge listened to me. You know, I got to have a lawyer standing next to me for them to listen to me, and if he just shuts up and lets me do it, it'll be fine.
Well, I know that Taryn Lupo is down there from the LCL Report at lclreport.com. Maybe he'd be able to help you out and do some outreach to the jury about jury nullification as well.
Yeah, any little bit helps. No, I was shocked at what happened, like completely shocked. I expected this to all be done, case dismissed. I mean, I was not prepared for anything else. I mean, worst case scenario, I was getting a disorderly conduct charge, but I had obviously had way more time served than I needed.
But they're actually they're wanting to kick you out of the county in the meantime between now and the trial?
They tried, they tried to ban me from the county.
But that didn't work. But that
didn't work. Bizarre.
Okay, got it. So you're still there. All right, so then after the jury trial, presuming you're found not guilty, then you won't have anything else hanging over your head at that point, right?
No, I'm free right now. Free right now. And you want to hear a little twist of fate that I thought was pretty cool? The one of the booking officers that was there the night that I got thrown in there and they zip-tied me all together and never, like, treated any of my wounds or anything, she was actually my discharge officer and offered to make a statement on my behalf for my attorney because she was actually there and witnessed at what they did to me after I was arrested, how in booking I got thrown on the floor, zip-tied together to bleed for 3 hours.
Jeez. I can hardly believe that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one of the things we didn't mention was how, you know,
over filming cops.
Right, essentially beaten you were. I mean, you photographed the bruises, and it was pretty brutal.
Oh, yeah, my knees still have problems. I mean, still, I have bad scars. And, you know, It's not anything pretty. It's not nothing nice, that's for sure, you know. She knew it was wrong. She even made a copy before. before I got out of my release paper that said I was on my own recognizance, that if I should have any trouble right now, I can just pull that out and be like, look, I have no warrants, please just leave me alone.
So now your boyfriend, G, or your partner, G, is now facing some charges as well, isn't he? Or what's going on with that?
Yeah, he is. He got his case pushed, so he won't have to go to court till February for that. So we're just playing the weight game, you know. I'm just happy to be free, and I'm happy to have a pillow and shampoo that makes bubbles.
I'll bet you are.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad you're out of the Cheatham County Jail, and glad to hear from you. Always, it's nice to hear your voice, and you're still, as far as I'm concerned, a super activist, and we're glad that hopefully you'll come back to New Hampshire sometime in 2011.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm coming. They got my dogs. They got my other kids. I'm coming.
All right, well, keep your head down. Don't, you know, record any cops if you don't have to. And because it sucks, man. You want to do activism when you're not in New Hampshire, and then you get into something that's a little bit deeper than you might have expected. Whether it's Mama Allie, go ahead.
They couldn't wipe the smile off my face when I was going to court. I'm telling you, I was so excited. I've never been to court and been innocent before.
Thanks, Mama Allie. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the call. Glad you're out. Good night. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. To the phones and the fun, Jeff is in Austin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff. Jeff in Austin?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, that last story really burns me up. I'm getting so fed up about these pigs that call themselves law enforcement. I'm a law-abiding citizen, former military. I support our law enforcement when they're, you know, acting within their official duties. But when they pull this kind of stuff and beat up on women, it just makes me absolutely disgusted.
Well, I don't support them when they're hurting peaceful people, regardless of whether it's an official duty or not. And
What I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, when they're part of their official duties are to, like, enforce the war on drugs, and there's all kinds of innocent victims that there are people that they're hurting there, and I would rather they not do those things too.
No, I'm not going to argue that with you at all.
All right, great.
What I did want to say is just, about the body scanners, the TSA body scanners. I fly regularly through the Phoenix airport, and when I fly out of Austin, there's no body scanners there. Everybody's cool. And then when I fly back, I go through the Southwest gate security checkpoint, and there were no body scanners there. Over at the U.S. Air gate, there were, so I just don't fly U.S. Air. And now, this week, there's three body scanners there in the Southwest security checkpoint, and they were all roped off. They weren't using them. They're just there, and you just know that
they're coming. They're getting ready, they are going to expand across the country, but there are activists that are preparing with National Opt-Out Day to speak out and to protest. Folks can go to WeWon'tFly.com to learn more about that. Thanks for the call tonight, Jeff. I appreciate that. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Again, SACL CAI brings that to you. And we'll tell you more about them here in a little bit. Also, the Totesack is the one trip wonder for hauling goods back into your home from your vehicle. I love it. It's great to bring the groceries back in. Mark, you actually use it from the grocery cart in the store to your car because you don't want to take the cart outside. So
I can't tell you how angry I am when I forget the Totesack's in the house and then we go to the grocery store and they're not in the vehicle. I'm out of sorts at that point.
Well, wow. That's obviously a feature that's missing from the Totesack's that they need to somehow make it so that...
It's a feature missing from Honda Elements.
I'm kidding, yeah.
So Totesack.us is where you can go to order yourself a pair or get a six-pack for the family pack. We're going to give you a pair here in a little bit, so stay tuned for your chance to win that, but you're going to love these things so much you want to give them to your friends and family for gifts because
it's Christmas time.
Yeah, it is that time, holiday season. So go to Totesack.us, and of course, if you're a wholesaler, you can hook up with them too and get a whole bunch of them at quite a discount, I guess. So Totesack.us, stay tuned for your chance to win those coming up. 800-259-9231 is the number here as we continue. Jason is in North Carolina. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jason, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to update you on what's going on with outlaw hot dogs and the counter economy here in North Carolina.
Yeah, please do. This is a guy who was operating a hot dog stand without, not you, Jason, but the outlaw hot dogs guy was operating his stand, Steve Pruner, without permission from the authorities. And they threatened
that.
Him. Yep, they don't like that very much. They threatened him, and then he kept operating the stand heroically. And then was subsequently arrested for operating said stand and charged with some nonsense like operating a business without a permit. So what's happening?
Well, you're exactly correct, and I'd be glad to know he's back and he's operating his stand again. I was out there on Thursday, and I was victimized by buying two delicious hot dogs that I wanted very badly. I actually had forgot to pack my lunch for work.
So I have to assume that you were doubled over in pain from salmonella poisoning after that.
Right.
I mean, how could a man survive an unlicensed hot dog?
I'm dead right now. I had forgot my lunch.
We're about to have a zombie apocalypse after those hot dogs infect you and cause you to start craving brains and stuff. So.
Yeah. So you were hungry. You bought some hot dogs from Steve. Have you purchased something from him before? You just happened to see him and you said, "Oh my gosh, he's back!" And it was your first time, or have you been a repeat customer?
It was my first time, and my friend was already going to go over there, and I don't have a car, so I couldn't go out to a restaurant or anything. Mm-hmm. But my friend was going over there, and he was able to give me a ride. And so, literally, if it weren't for this gentleman, Steve Pruner, I would have had no lunch at all. I mean, I know that's not the end of the world, but...
Hey, when you're hungry, you're hungry.
Going to work on an empty stomach is almost the end of the world.
Mm. Right. So he was out there on a Thursday, and he sold me two great hot dogs. And then the thing is that they were so good that I was actually about to buy a third one, because, you know, I'm a pig like that. And I was heroically protected from buying a third one. When the police showed up.
Oh man. While you were there, the cops showed up?
Yep.
And perfect timing on their part. They got a Free Talk Live listener in their presence. what happened?
Well, a gentleman came out of the police car, and he asked who was running the stand, and none of us was running the stand, so he actually went one by one to everybody that was there, you know, a couple people standing around eating hot dogs, and Steve Pruner was there and asked us all if we were running the stand, and nobody wanted to speak up.
Yeah, anybody that says yes is going to get arrested. I mean, that cop is performing an investigation. He wants to know who to put the handcuffs on.
Exactly, and he failed to get any of us to say that we were running the stand, so at one point he finally just up and admitted that, in fact, he actually knew who Steve Pruner was and apparently was just asking this question, I don't know, as a formality or something, because then he pointed at Steve and said, you know, look, I know you're running the stand, and do you have a permit? Do you have a peddler's permit? Which apparently a peddler's permit is different than whatever it was that he got shut down for not having last time. I don't even know what...
There's always something else. There's always something they can get you on.
Right. And so he told Steve that he had to leave or else get arrested, which I guess is better than last time when he just got arrested outright.
Yeah.
And so Steve decided to start packing up, but asked him what statute it was that said that he had to have a peddler's permit. You know, he didn't argue. He just said, could you tell me that statute? And the police officer said, I don't know, but I'll go back to the car and I'll try and find out for you.
Yeah, that's a good point about not arguing. It's easy to want to say, well, no, I'm not, or whatever to the cops and just kind of bat it back. But it's usually better to ask a question. And so that was a decent question to ask, you know, to show if this cop actually even has any knowledge or if he's just, you know, making crap up.
Right. It was a good question. And it resulted in a moment of hilarity, at least for me, because while the police officer was in his car taking his sweet time allegedly trying to find this statute, one of the city buses, the Durham city buses, tried to go through the intersection that he was parked next to. And, you know, buses make real wide turns.
Uh-huh. Mm.
The bus couldn't get through.
Because of the car.
And I was just, I had such a great moment where I realized the state is tripping over itself with all the calamity it has going on, and the hot dog cart, you know, is not the cause of the problem.
No, of course not.
The police is the cause of the problem.
As usual, it's the police that are causing people inconvenience because they want to mess with a guy who's selling people consensual hot dogs. I mean, it's just so absolutely outrageous. I'm curious, did you get a chance to tell Steve you'd heard him on Free Talk Live?
Yeah, I did, actually, because I went to the Wake County Libertarian Party meeting that night, and he spoke there.
Oh, neat.
To us. Yeah.
Neat.
And that was fun. But I just wanted to update you guys, let you know that, one, this is still going on, and, two, he does intend to continue to sell hot dogs.
Heroic. That guy's amazing.
Right. Yeah, really
and
something.
If anybody wants to know when and where, because, you know, we don't always advertise that stuff extremely loudly.
Mm-hmm.
Can all go onto Facebook and just search Outlaw Hot Dogs.
Yep, that's right.
There's a page. Right. So
is that the supporters group, the Outlaw Hot Dogs supporters group?
Yep. Yes, okay. There's an anarcho-capitalist flag with a hot dog in front.
I love it. Keep us in the loop, will you, Jason?
Yeah, I will.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks.
Has he called in the hot dog vendor?
Yes, we had him on the phone as a guest.
Okay.
And I believe that is up on our guest page at guests.freetalklive.com if you happen to miss that. So the outlaw hot dog controversy continuing in Durham, North Carolina, and hopefully we'll continue to be updated on exactly what's transpiring there. So all kinds of agorism tonight. We had a Mama Allie who was running a 24/7 food delivery business out of her home kitchen, and she was on with us in the beginning of the hour, and then we had an update on Steve Pruner. I mean, what else is going on out there that we don't know about? Other exciting underground activities. I like it.
There's a lot going on.
You know, fanaticism in the face of tyranny, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Fanaticism meaning?
People that are willing to take risks that they wouldn't otherwise risk.
I see. Yeah, it's important.
It's actually. Long for fan.
It's what?
Long for fan.
I don't
fanaticism.
Understand.
It's long for fan. You know, you say something's short for fan. Say fan is short for fanaticism, so fanaticism is long for fan.
Oh, yes, got it. I was like, what is long for fan?
You'll soon learn to just avoid trying to make jokes for Ian's benefit. If you make your joke...
That was a joke?
It's mildly funny, yes. If you're going to make a joke, just make
it. I'll take it. I'll take that compliment.
Don't look him in the eye, because he'll think you're addressing him. And he's got very little a sense of humor at all. So
I wasn't even connected. I didn't even understand what it was.
Right, I've heard Ian make a joke once or twice before, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when he made fun when the Manchkins actually started talking about getting their free Manch thing going.
Yeah, hold that thought. We got to give away a Totesac. We're going to give a two-pack, actually, of Totesacs away right now. Totesac.us is where you can go to order yourself a family pack and more, learn more about this great little device. And if you are the first caller in the gate at 603-435-1105, you'll get a two-pack of the Totesac. Totesac.us, you get the groceries back in even easier than ever before. And call in now, 603-435-1105. More Free Talk Live coming up. You take control and bring up anything.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like this program, you like the website, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So you get the stuff that you're looking for at great prices. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories and, I don't know, maybe millions of items. There's just a lot of stuff there. Go and take a look. Get your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed. It's for traffic stops, accidents, keeping an eye on your car while the kid borrows it, or a friend or something like that. You can use it for all these purposes. You can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. I think that this tool is invaluable. I've ordered one for me and for Ian, because I think that this is great. You can protect yourself. It's freedomcam.net.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls here and go to Greg listening in Massachusetts. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going there, guys? I'm
Greg.
Ron from...
What's on your mind?
Northeastern.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
To the guy.
How's it going, Dale? Calling from Northeastern University here in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, Greg, yeah. Okay, now I recognize the voice.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, this is the guy that had the party that... Or I guess it was a party next door, and the cops were harassing people. Is that right?
Well, Friday night, the party was next door. Saturday night, the cops were at my buddy's place where I was at. And then Tuesday, I was getting harassed by the cops. So it's been an interesting week.
You are a cop magnet.
Is it normally like this for you, Greg?
In Boston, when you're a student, yeah, pretty
really?
Much. So I wanted to talk about what happened Tuesday, because essentially my understanding was a suspect in some kind of robbery, I guess, was apprehended on campus, which, it was good they caught the suspect, but the police have made a pretty ridiculous scene in doing so. They were There was Northeastern University Police Department, Boston Police Department,
Boston,
County
just
Sheriff.
By the way, Boston Police, the same department that freaked out over the Moonanite signs a couple of years ago that were placed around the city, the LED signs with the cartoon character on them. The same Boston Police Department, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, that freaked out over a Department of Transportation piece of equipment on the side of the road.
I think so, too.
Like a black box that was there to measure the amount of traffic on any given particular road. So same police department. Go ahead with what happened on Tuesday.
Yeah, so there's quite a scene on campus there, and the cops have the whole thing, you know, surrounded with the crime scene tape. And, of course, there's a huge gathering of students because there's, I don't know, probably anywhere from a dozen to 20 police cars there. So students start to pull out their cameras and their video cameras, and they start shooting pictures and taking video. And the
criminals! Criminals everywhere!
Yes, the police immediately start to harass the students. They're harassing them for the video, and I wasn't an eyewitness, but from a reliable source told me that one police officer threatened an individual next to him, threatened to detain that individual if he did not delete a photo that he had just taken. Now, what's really interesting about this, though, is that we've gone from the police trying to crack down on people recording a one-on-one interaction with the police to any time, you know, we're talking 20 cops here, right? It's a very large scene that these students are recording, and there's no conversations occurring with the police. So now the police are moving towards this attitude of so much is taking any photograph of the crime scene or the police in it is now covered by the wiretapping clause.
So they were harassing people with cameras. Were people putting their cameras away when they were being approached?
Unfortunately, yes. No, I had to run to class. Fortunately, I do have pictures because one of my friends said, you know, forget about that. And he pulled the camera out and snapped some pictures and walked away before the cops could see it. But anyway, and that's what I was talking about.
It's very brazen on their part. Just crazy.
Yeah.
But that's a great observation that it's already progressed to the point where they're just shutting down any member of the public for approaching a crime scene with a video camera or a still camera, which is exactly what happened to Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime down in Miami. So this is not an uncommon occurrence, and it's important to point it out. I'm glad you did.
Yeah. So anyhow, so I went to the captain of the school police force to talk about it, which was, of course, not much good, although I did at least get him to admit that taking a still photograph is in no way covered by the wiretapping law. Of course, he said he found it hard to believe his officers would threaten students for taking photos.
They would never do such a thing.
Yeah.
That's not what they did.
The last thing I just want to say before I go here is, you know, so anyhow, I go to the police captain, and I'm talking to, like, friends and other kids at the school about it, and or, you know, like when I was at the party Saturday night and, you know, I was locking the door to make sure that the cops couldn't come in, and people just look at me and I'm the bad guy. You know, like Saturday night when I wouldn't let the police in the apartment, I was the bad guy because I should have just opened the damn door.
Oh, didn't you tell me that there was an email you sent? Didn't you tell me there were criminal justice majors there who recommended that you open the door?
Yes, the criminal justice majors were insisting that it was you know, just better to open the door because the cops weren't going to follow the law anyhow, so you might as well just let them into your apartment. It's like, you know, what am I supposed to do, you know, with people? Like, bottom line is I can't help people who are going to look at the people fighting for civil liberties and doing whatever they can, even if it's not the most effective strategies. Like, obviously meeting with the captain of the school police wasn't the most effective thing, but, you know, if we're going to be the bad guys, you know, it really leads me to the conclusion the only thing to do is to just get my degree and get out of here and go somewhere like New Hampshire where there's people who, you know, aren't going to view me as the bad guy.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
There will still be people who view you as the bad guy here. It's just that you'll actually have a social network of folks that can kind of boost you up and keep you in a liberty mindset and prevent burnout.
And we're training our police here. They're getting better.
Yeah, they're certainly.
I think. I mean,
you can approach any scene pretty much with a video camera or a still camera in Keene, New Hampshire, and have very little trouble.
We've made some progress already, and we're just barely getting started, and we've already made some progress.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. So look forward to having you up here, Greg, when you get out of school. When's that going to be?
2013.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story and the update. And it sucks, man, being an activist in other places where you don't have people backing you up. You've got a bunch of college kids around. They're scared. They don't lose their
criminal justice majors.
Well, no, they weren't all criminal justice majors when the police were shutting down that area in public. In that particular case, it was just out in public in the college. People are standing around. They want to take pictures. As soon as they're approached and threatened, they put the camera away. So
this is one of the reasons why you go to freedomcam.net, and they have those surreptitious little cameras there. It's good.
That's
to
right,
have those
spy
things.
Cams.
Yeah, good to have those things on you if you need to do that. You're recording out of a pen sticking out of your pocket. Well, you know, it's not like the cops are expecting that.
Yep. And just don't claim that it was yours. You put it up on a blog. Someone sent this. I don't know where this came from.
I BitTorrented this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So 800. Speaking of BitTorrent, there's actually some news today about an anti-piracy legislation that is working its way through Washington, D.C.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the pro-piracy website that recently came up, but okay.
We can talk about that, too. I don't know what that is, so you'll have to tell me about that.
I'll be glad to.
So, yeah, that's on the way here. Of course, your calls, too. Scott is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Mark, checking in from a long time. How you guys doing?
Oh, hey there.
Hey there. Hey, I want to talk about two things real quick here. Did you guys get a chance to see a few weeks back of 60 Minutes taking their cameras out to California? I don't know if it was Sonoma or where.
I don't watch TV, so I would not have likely seen that unless it was on YouTube.
They took their cameras out there where these guys that were making... getting paid $100,000 jobs and that, and they called them the 99ers. They exhausted their unemployment. And then tonight, I went on Liberty News Radio.
Hold on a second. I'm a little confused. They went to California, and they talked to guys who had exhausted their unemployment, meaning what's the 99er thing supposed to be about?
Jobs? It's the unemployment. They exhausted their 99 weeks of unemployment.
Oh, 99 weeks.
Right.
Gotcha.
And this lady... I mean, to see this footage, she was talking about $100,000 a year job. You know what she was doing to survive? She was literally going through garbage to search for plastic bottles and whatever she could to take to the recycling.
Yeah, I saw this. I did see this.
At least she wasn't begging. You can tell us more if you want here in a moment, Scott. You're certainly welcome to hang through the news. 800-259-9231. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Plus, we'll get into that issue with the piracy. And so don't forget to bring up whatever that website is, Dale.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about a sale coming up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, that's right. An anarchyinyourhead.com sale for a special merchandise that you can only get there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.